This is VOA News. We have a boat. I'm Arissa Milton. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeast part of Nigeria. The attack is blamed on Islamic jihadists that are active in the area. United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for the African country, Edward Callan, said in a statement he was outraged and horrified by what he called the gruesome attack against civilians. It happened in the village of Koshobe near Borno State, capital of Maiduguri. Callan said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year. He called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Late Sunday, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres' spokesperson issued a statement in which he strongly condemned the horrific attack on rice farm workers in Koshobe village. Guterres reaffirmed the UN commitment to support the government of Nigeria in its fight against terrorism and violent extremism. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari issued a statement condemning the killings, in which he also said that, quote, the entire country is hurt by these senseless killings. Buhari said the government had equipped the armed forces with everything needed to take all necessary steps, he said, to protect the country's population and its territory. Although there is no group that has claimed the responsibility for the weekend massacre on Nigerian farmers, such attacks have been carried out in the past by Boko Haram or the Islamic State West Africa province, both of which are active in northeast Nigeria. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team are headed to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks in a region simmering with tension after the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist. A senior administration official said Sunday Kushner is to meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the Emir of Qatar. VOA News. Inmates at a high-security prison in Sri Lanka have rioted over a surge of coronavirus infections, leaving at least 8 prisoners dead and more than 50 injured. Inmates set fire to the kitchens and briefly took 2 officers hostage, according to police. A police spokesman later said the situation had been brought under control and the officers had been rescued and hospitalized. The spokesman said some 600 policemen were deployed around the perimeter of the prison. Prison authorities did not confirm whether they had reestablished full control over the facility. Sri Lankan prisons have seen weeks of unrest as the number of COVID-19 cases in jails exceeded 1,000 by Saturday. 2 inmates have died of the disease. The number of COVID-19 deaths across the country has increased 6-fold this month to 116. Infections have more than doubled to 23,484. Sri Lanka had reported 19 deaths out of 10,424 cases at the end of October. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden gained 87 votes in the state of Wisconsin after a partial recount of ballots was completed on Sunday. That cements his 20,000-vote victory over President Donald Trump in the Midwestern state. The Trump campaign paid $3 million for the recount of the 800,000 votes that took place in the two most heavily Democratic areas of the state. The Trump campaign was hoping to upend Biden's claim to the state's 10 votes in the Electoral College. Instead, Wisconsin became the latest state where Mr. Trump, a Republican, has failed in recounts to overturn the November 3rd presidential election. Aid groups say hospitals in the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region are facing an influx of trauma patients a day after federal troops claimed control of the city. And Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said fighting was over. Abiy, who was last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, declared victory on Saturday evening after a 3-week military confrontation with leaders of Tigray's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. A communications blackout in Tigray has made it impossible to independently verify whether the region is completely under federal government control. On Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said health workers are struggling with shortages of food and medical supplies, including body bags. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows U.S. COVID-19 cases have swollen to more than 13 million, with more than 266,000 Americans having lost their lives to coronavirus. The United States leads the world in both caseload and the death rate for the illness. Via remote, I'm Arissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.